AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be mainly cloudy, high only near 50 degrees. A Burlington man struck and killed early this morning by a southbound SUV along I-94 south of Highway 158 in Kenosha County. Sheriff's deputies and state patrol troopers responded just after 3 o'clock. They learned that the SUV was in the far left lane when it hit the pedestrian on the passenger side. The vehicle, driven by a 30-year-old man with a 29-year-old female passenger, both from Milwaukee, both not hurt. That 30-year-old victim found lying in the roadway and pronounced dead at the scene, his name being withheld pending family notification. Southbound traffic rerouted off the I to the frontage road for the investigation. All lanes reopened just before 5:30 this morning. At this point, speed and alcohol do not appear to have been factors. Governor Walker approving a $2 million emergency grant for repairs needed at the SS Badger Landing in Manitowoc, the dock damaged last winter. Temporary repairs serve for this year's operating season, but a long-term fix is needed. The dock is owned by the City of Manitowoc. The full cost in that project expected to be $3 million. City of Racine Plan Commission is supporting a conditional use and rezoning request from Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin to operate a transitional living facility for homeless veterans at 1624 Yount Street. They want to create tiny houses. It's just the first step in a process, though, toward what's expected to be final approval in the coming weeks. Community activist Fiona Murphy said this proposal is needed and it is necessary. Maria Liberty grew up in that neighborhood, felt this project would help to improve on the bad things that have occurred over the years, including gangs and tire dumping.
My dad, he was a vet, and I know that he would agree with this organization doing what they're doing. I probably first seen him a couple years ago. I trust them. They don't just talk the talk. They walk the walk. And everything that they do is for these vets. I hope and pray that the city okays this.
Commissioner Mario Martinez fully supports the project. He just felt bad it's gotten to this point.
How does one end up in this position? You know, it's kind of my thing. As veterans, they deserve the best treatment. You know, I know it's awesome and they want to put together these structures, but it just seems like, for me, it just gives me that thought that we shouldn't get to this point with veterans. You know, I'm not putting this thing down or anything, or I'm not against it. It just seems to me like something needs to change.
Mayor John Dickert saying this won't be just a place to go, but rather a place to get help. The project to require creating a specific zoning classification and an ordinance on detached rooming units. That'll eventually get to the Common Council for a public hearing November 15th. The Desert Dome at Milwaukee's Mitchell Park Conservatory is going to reopen a week ahead of schedule. Repairs have now been made over the past several months, and the facility is going to open up as of Saturday. Meanwhile, Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley says a grand reopening celebration is in the works for the domes December 1st. You probably heard about Arby's soon offering up venison burgers in Wisconsin and a few other select states, but don't be expecting them around here anytime soon, at least not yet, maybe. Venison Burger is going to be appearing at an Arby's in Superior November the 4th through the 6th, all tying into the celebration of deer hunting. Tennessee, Michigan, Minnesota, Georgia, Pennsylvania will also be offering them up, again at select restaurants and on a limited basis. Nothing fishy about it. Federal government says Americans are eating more seafood these days.
The federal government says the average American ate nearly a pound more seafood in 2015 than in the previous year. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says per capita consumption of seafood grew from 14.6 pounds in 2014 to 15.5 pounds in 2015. Per capita consumption of seafood is at its highest point since 2010. Bill Michaels, Washington.
A Racine man accused of killing a woman October 4th and placing her body into a dumpster has been bound over for trial. The preliminary hearing for Harry Fumick featured just one witness, a police investigator, providing details of the allegations about Fumick strangling Kim Cantwell with an electric cord. He's also accused of taking $87 off the victim and some medication. The body, located by police at a garbage truck, the dumpster having been picked up from the back of the building at 16th and Taylor, located below Fumick's apartment. Fumick to enter a plea to the homicide, robbery, corpse hiding charges December 16th. In Kenosha Circuit Court, 22-year-old Racine resident James Butler and a 16-year-old boy from Chicago, each named in arrest warrants for the murder this past Monday of 33-year-old Willie Owens. He was found with multiple gunshot wounds in the front yard of his home in the 1900 block of 62nd Street. Charging document indicates Owens intervened in a dispute with another person at his home, and both Butler and the teen later came back in the day and pulled guns on the victim. The two were with two other men at the time. All four fled the scene after the shots were fired. They remain at large at last report. Most of the hunters who die in Wisconsin, they fall out of tree stands. DNR says it's putting out a warning to hunters, be safe going into the fields this fall. Actually, only a few die every year, but the agency says most could have been saved if they'd only been wearing a harness while they were up in the tree stand. Craft beer sales booming at Meijer's stores around the Midwest. The grocery chain says that sales are up 20% all total over last year, an economic impact of more than $100 million. Meijer's sells more than 550 different beers from 220 local breweries, with those created in Michigan comprising over 30% of those sales. A new study indicating Boston, the city most likely to survive a zombie apocalypse. It's a study by Career Builder that ranks the 53 largest U.S. metro areas on their ability to defend against a flesh-eating virus transmitted through biting or contact with infected blood. Boston ranking first in the study, scoring high in its ability to find a cure for the zombie virus. Unemployment rates down in September in all 72 Wisconsin counties, as well as the state's 32 largest metro areas. State Department of Workforce Development says the biggest one-month decline was in the Racine metro area. Estimates showed the jobless rate dipping by 9/10. City of Racine jobless rate for September improving to 5.6% versus 6.2% a month earlier. Kenosha dropping to 4.7% last month from 5.3% in August. The recently announced proposal for AT&T to buy Time Warner's got a lot of people wondering about the outcome. And that's why it's going to be closely scrutinized, according to Madison College instructor Steve Knoll. He's an expert on social media, points out that Time Warner provides a lot of content.
The question on that is, will the two of them together be able to control what's being said? The big crown of their jewel is CNN. And could CNN remain independent in terms of looking at issues that may arise with, like, AT&T?
He says the merger would be the first ever combination of content and delivery. 2017 budget review process resumes for the Racine Common Council's Committee of the Whole, and the police department got some attention last night. Chief Art Howell noting that body cameras, they're still not the cure-all, and their research continues at many different levels.
We wanted to position ourselves to purchase the body cameras. We just didn't want to run out and be the first kids on the block to have them just to say, look what we did, but we didn't do any research and we didn't do any planning and we didn't think about what we're doing. And so it's a great tool, but there's some privacy issues, there's some storage issues, and there's some legislation that has to be worked out relative to public records before we jump in.
The chief also giving credit to the other city departments that helped create the new atmosphere on Anthony Lane, the former Jacato Drive. Governor Walker's Task Force on Opioid Abuse is going to be holding its first meeting tomorrow in Green Bay. He'd appointed 20 people to the panel this week. It'll be co-chaired by Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish and State Representative John Nygren. And if voters are concerned about whether their ID will be accepted at the polls election day, Madison Mayor Paul Soglin joins his colleagues in cities all across the state in recommending you vote early.
And if there's any questions, while you still can try to vote on election day with a provisional ballot, now's the time to go out and check your ID, make sure whether or not it's valid.
Early voting is underway in most communities across the state, but that window of opportunity is closing within the next week. Gateway Technical College President and Chief Executive Officer Brian Albrecht was in Washington presenting Boot Camp and Gateway Promise Program information at a White House Community College event, showcasing the best practices across America for strengthening community college access and success. He said that being recognized as a national leader in developing business partnerships is a testimony to our community that Gateway is providing employer-driven, high-quality education and training. The SC Johnson-supported Gateway Boot Camp program featured as a model for demonstrating the important role that tuition-supported programs and what they mean to student success. The event was hosted by Dr. Jill Biden. Racine-based SC Johnson, meanwhile, has been named one of the 25 world's best multinational workplaces by the Great Place to Work Institute. That is the world's largest annual study of workplace excellence. SCJ earning the 20th spot in the rankings. It is the company's fifth year on the list. Chief Executive Officer Fisk Johnson, in a statement, says the single most important part of our success is the talented and committed people of this company. To be considered eligible, companies have to first appear on a minimum of 5 national best workplace lists, have their minimum of 5,000 employees around the world, and 40% of their workforce based outside the country in which they are headquartered. City of Racine Parks Recreation and Cultural Services Department's hosting a Make a Difference Day Halloween Haunted House tomorrow for youngsters grades K through 8. It'll be at the Cesar Chavez Community Center on Douglas Avenue from 2 until 5 p.m. Admission for the event is free, but a donation of a non-perishable food item is requested. All the food collected will be donated to the local food bank as part of Make a Difference Day. For more information, contact Duncan Cortez at Park and Rec, 636-9568. Oh, and this Halloween marks the 90th anniversary of Harry Houdini's death. But the legendary escape artist makes a bit of a comeback at a New York City restaurant that was once his boarding house. A plaque honoring Houdini dedicated recently at Sojourn in Manhattan. The magician's great niece, Deborah Hardeen Bloom, was there. She says Houdini was, quote, a miraculous person all the way around, not just with magic. Houdini claimed to have been born April 6, 1874 in Appleton. It was actually March the 24th, 1874 in Budapest. Ship's logs indicate the Weiss family moved to Appleton when Houdini was a toddler. Proposed expansion of Amtrak's Hiawatha service between Milwaukee and Chicago, the subject of a 4 p.m. public hearing today. It's inside Milwaukee's Washington Park Senior Center on Vliet Street.
The plan includes increasing Hiawatha service to 10 round trips a day, up from the current 7 weekday and Saturday round trips and 6 on Sunday. Infrastructure improvements will be needed on the main tracks, which pass through Racine and Kenosha counties, as well as side tracks and train signals. The environmental assessment was prepared by the Wisconsin and Illinois Departments of Transportation in partnership with Amtrak and the Federal Railroad Administration. Copies of the document are available for review at the Racine and Kenosha Public Libraries. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
When it comes to the best deal on airline tickets for Thanksgiving, you want to take off that Thursday. Yep, Thanksgiving, instead of crowdfighting the day or two before and then go home the next day. That's the analysis of the price site Fair Compare. Chief Executive Rick Cini says that their recommendation could actually save you as much as 65% during a very pricey travel period. Says you can also save quite a bit by flying a week before or after Thanksgiving, which is something he's done with his own family.
A couple years ago, we had Thanksgiving the week after, having everybody fly in. The prices are about a half of what they are during Thanksgiving week, and sometimes even a third of what they are.
Says you're not going to get that last-minute deal like you used to as well. For all of you fans of posting selfies, the State Election Commission's Reed Magny wants to remind you ahead of time, it is technically against the law here in Wisconsin.
You can't mark your ballot and then show it to someone and say, here's how I voted, and the reason for that is so you don't get paid for how you vote. Because if somebody was going to offer you $10 to go in and vote for somebody, they would presumably do that only if you could prove that that's how you voted.
Laws in other states specifically ban ballot selfies, but they've been ruled unconstitutional. You could still, though, in Wisconsin, be subject to a formal complaint if your picture of an election ballot ends up on social media. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.